Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. Today, I have a unique episode for you because it's more of a conversation between myself and a friend. And we're talking about awakenings. We're talking about how he moved into believing more in abundance as the fullness of life and manifestation. And this is a voice note from the past, and it is also the meat and potatoes of this episode, so there won't be any recap afterward. But I want you to pay special attention to some of the limiting beliefs that come up for him in this conversation, and see if there are any limiting beliefs that you resonate with. And if so, see if you can challenge these limiting beliefs that you may have and turn them into something that feels more aligned with your higher self, with your higher consciousness, in your alignment. Because some of the limiting beliefs that are coming up are, well, it's more difficult for me to enact these manifestation skills or this perception because I have responsibilities. I have children. I'm divorced, so I don't have two incomes. I don't have the financial stability or the luxury, as he calls it, to essentially move into the unknown without having a known money source coming in. And so it's very vulnerable. I am very appreciative that he's letting me share this. And it's also very human and universal. And we get to choose how we see things. We get to choose what we believe. We get to manifest the lives that we love. And thoughts and beliefs are a big part of that perception that creates our lives. So again, I invite you to see if any of these are your limiting beliefs, and if so, to process them out a little bit for yourself to find something that feels better. I hope you enjoy the episode. There's like a space where people have to even get to a point where they can become awakened to all that might be possible, to even have conversations like this, right? Because if you and I were talking 5 years ago, if you were saying the same things that I'm talking to you about, I would be like, what are you even saying to me, right? I mean, legit. Like, because I'm so caught in the reality that I'm living in my conditions that I'm living in, right? I can't see further than what I'm seeing currently. So I am very interested to hear, like, what is there a specific moment? Because I've told you that, like, my specific moment of awakening was being in the military, you know, spouse, and then being able to kind of be like, oh, fuck, if everything else is going to change, then why don't I allow myself of the making money to change? So is there, there like a moment for you that allowed you to come to a space where you started to question or get curious about things? Because again, I feel like we all have to have some, maybe this isn't true. Maybe some of us are more open and curious than other people are and don't need a catalyst to get them to become open, but was there something that was
kind of a catalyst to opening your idea or mind to something different?
No. You were the only catalyst in that regard. I think most people in a situation like mine would be pretty dismissive of the things you're trying to say. But it's, I mean, it's situational for a lot of people, and I think that people with, who at least can perceive or wrap their heads around a greater sense of flexibility or less dependency, can better, you know, consider that and welcome that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, so there's not necessarily something that, like, was a catalyst or whatever. It's just kind of something that, like literally just listening to me for the last, like, couple of months. Or...
I mean, everybody's situation is different, right?
Sure, sure.
It's like, you know, anybody, whether they might have virtually the same situation as me or very similar, but there might be some other thing happening in their lives or that would serve as a catalyst or something. It's like, it's hard to generalize, but I mean, the people that are receptive to what you're saying or receptive to, you know, some catalyst that gets them, you know, thinking in a different direction, would be those that either don't have children or they have, you know, more financial flexibility, or they do have children, but they're still married. They have the security or whatever, to sort of pivot. And it's all about perception, but...
No, yeah, you're right. Well, no, and I appreciate that, obviously, and that's why I appreciate so much, right, my marriage, because I have had the ability to be supported for the last, like, 2.5 years, to even be able to get to a point where this is the way that I think and believe, right? Mm-hmm. So I get that. So, but also I think it's really interesting that you say that, because, right, if there's not necessarily a catalyst involved and support there, that it makes it that much more difficult for, people to even enter out of their lack, scarcity, and fear into a neutral place to even hear what the abundance could be. Does that make sense, right? I mean, to think differently about, like, how life really could be, because we're born into our conditioning, and then we live into it. And so it's almost like we need, like, some support or something, or vacation almost from, like, our conditioning and our reality, right, our current quote-unquote reality, to even fathom, even to have the luxury of fathoming something different for ourselves, because...
Right. Most people's reaction to what you're saying is, well, I don't have that luxury.
Right.
And it's about them... convincing them or changing their perspective to look past that mindset and say, okay, I do have that luxury, even if it means that there's a risk, there's a fear that I'm not getting this paycheck that week and these bills go unpaid. But what does that ultimately mean? Will I still be able to? Can I just have faith that I'll be able to figure it out and I'll take it from there? Because of my ultimate goal of, wanting to live my best life and get out of this fucking rat race. That's to me what it comes down to. And it's a hard, it's a hard sell. Because that's how, you got to change the way people think in large part, or change how fearful they are, or the way they look at the unknown. Because that's the big fear. I mean, everybody wants to, say, fuck it, I'm going to go for what I want, go after my dream and do what I want to do. But it's just that, that fear of failure. And what does failure mean? What's the unknown? If I don't, if I can't feel secure that I'm getting that paycheck, then what am I going to do then? And it's that fear of facing that. If that actually being the reality, and you have to face it. Okay, it is December 1st. I don't have this money. Now what's going to happen? Okay, well, maybe we'll have to, I don't know, have to call on some friends or family. Maybe I'll have to drive, start driving for Uber or doing door dashing, or, it's like, it's that fear of, what am I going to do if shit hits the bricks and I don't have an answer for it.
Well, and it's so interesting that you say it like that, right? Because we actually do have the ingenuity that comes when we hit a brick wall, quote unquote, right? And so we can actually like creatively figure shit out. Because it's not in our current reality, it's so much more difficult to fathom and think of, and it feels uncomfortable, right? Because like for whatever reason, we associate ingenuity even in creation sometimes with failure, right? We have to like the idea that we have to repivot and like do things differently versus the one shot, right? Feels like a failure, which is the opposite of actual true creation either, right? Right, so it's a fuck ton of shit to like try to move the regular person from. And so I think that's why I'm so curious, and I've asked you about why or what was the catalyst for your particular change, because, or your openness, your curiosity to something different, because, I have my own story, but I. You know, if the idea is to help as many people as possible move through that, right? That's kind of keeping them stuck.
I mean, my enthusiasm about everything you're coaching and your program and everything is mainly about just my general outlook about, or my general wellness, but whether it's through meditation, through practices, through things I'm, doing to improve my outlook. It's never, I've never considered like quitting my job and trying to do something else that makes me happier. Because that's just not, to me, right? That's not a perceived reality to me, right? And because I'm not ready to face, the whatever months come after that, and I don't have the child support money to pay, and I don't have the bills to pay, and gotta figure out somewhere else to live or move in with my parents or whatever, whatever comes from that. But so that's been my main takeaway of everything. It's just being happier in general, right? And practices and you know, living better, being healthier, and everything. But it's never, you know, been about changing my career or anything.
Well, does this discussion make you feel a little like that could be a possibility at some point?
It.
Or open you even up to the idea that that's a possibility?
I've always known it's a kind of a possibility. But it would be something that's, like, realistically, I'm not really going to do it until, you know, 4 years from now.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, I'm acknowledging that I'm sitting here saying, you know, what, why people won't do it and everything, but I'm kind of living in it, I guess.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot. Right. And again, I feel like if you don't necessarily have that fertile ground of support, right, to allow yourself to even, because it's so much about the mind stuff, right? It's like, it's mindset and then it's belief, right? It's not just a mindset. It's a belief that, like, you can have this, it can be different. And that's what's going to move you, right? I mean, partially.
Mm-hmm. Yes, belief that it's going to work out.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen where the ball's just going to bounce in your favor.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to work out. And that's hard to believe in when you can't literally see it or predict it or see where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like faith building.
Faith of any kind. Yeah.
Right, right, right.
What do you mean of building?
Like, building, like, building meaning, like, again, having the thoughts and then, like, going through this process of, okay, is this even a thing, right? A thought,
yeah,
right?
And yeah,
then
building up that faith. Or, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, one thing, okay. I'm sure something will happen and it'll work out for me. But I'm not willing to gamble on that.
Yeah, but I think the awareness is still, like, really fucking key too, right? I mean, like, even for you to have this awareness, like, do you think a month ago or 3 months or 4 months ago, like, you would have even had this awareness enough to have
right.
this conversation?
Right. Correct.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a first step.
Yeah. Because at least now you can say, like, I know personally that, like, what it takes, like, to move forward in this particular way of being, and I have decided that it's not necessarily something that I choose to do in the next 4 years for whatever reasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But even to have the awareness to be able to say I have a choice in whatever that is.
Right.
And honestly,
that's definitely valuable and enlightening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's also part of the whole, like, creating your own reality, right? I mean, because essentially now, like, you have the awareness that, like, yeah, I'm creating the reality that I'm currently living in with the beliefs that I have, but also in 4 years when I feel like there's less constraints from my current reality, mm-hmm. if I decide or choose to create my own reality in a different way, I have the awareness that that's my choice,
right.
as opposed to being, like, quote unquote, asleep to any of it.
Yes, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's helpful.
No, it's very helpful.
Yeah.
But doesn't, you know, for you as a provider of a particular service, it doesn't, you know, give you much other than, you know, having to, you know, change the way I think about some things.
No, it does. It does. But it also helps because, like, it clarifies a little bit of, like, the... Because you don't feel like there's been a catalyst, per se, of something that has pushed you into this awareness. But, you know, talking with me and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's still a big, really big step because, like, there wasn't something in your life that was, so dire that, like, I was, you know, that you were like, oh, shit, maybe I should think differently or be differently or whatever. It can just be somebody saying, hey, this is the way that I think.
Right.
Are you interested at all? Yeah. Like, does it sound crazy? Or are you kind of pulled toward it?
Yeah.
So that is helpful.
You were that catalyst, yeah. That's what you're doing.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at @abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.